And welcome into a new episode of American Ag Today, produced by the American Ag Radio Network. I'm your host, Jesse Allen. Well, as we officially get into the month of April, I know spring planting is on the minds of many farmers across the Midwest as we are kicking things off with some severe weather to talk about here this week and more. Are we going to get some open windows for planting? We're going to talk about all of that coming up here as we talk with Eric Snodgrass with Nutrien Ag Solutions joining us for our weekly weather update here today. Eric, thanks for being with us. Hope you had a great Easter weekend. And let's kind of set this up just to start this week before we dive in a little bit more. I know we have some severe weather potential here early this week, some snow on the backside of what's moving through the Midwest. So just get us up to speed what we're looking at here potentially, Eric.
Yeah, so there is a front that's parked right now straight east to west right across the Corn Belt. And what's important about that front is it's going to serve as a kind of a guide for this system that over the weekend went through the western United States. And by the way, I was just looking this morning in some of the mountains in the west, they've got 3 feet of water. That's how much liquid is in that snow that's going to melt. It's going to be pretty incredible as it does. But they got more snow this weekend, and the low is going to be coming out in the southern plains and go right along that frontal boundary, which means today, you know, stretching from Texas all the way through Missouri. Of course, this includes Oklahoma and Arkansas, getting into Illinois toward the Ohio River Valley. We have the risk of strong to severe storms. Mostly that'll be this afternoon and tonight. And then tomorrow, that system is going to move farther east and really hit parts of Tennessee, Kentucky, with the risk of strong to severe storms. And it's pretty widespread area over which the Storm Prediction Center is watching. And the system is pretty potent, and it's going to be delivering a lot of rain to places that do desperately need it. And unfortunately, it is still early April, right? I mean, it's as early in April as you can get. And we are able to still tap into some colder air on the northern side of it. So as that system rolls through the eastern Great Lakes and tries to get to parts of the Northeast, there'll be very big snows in the interior of the Northeast, but we're going to get some of that white stuff falling here in the upper Midwest and the Great Lakes as well. So yeah, this is an active start to April, and I continue to see quite a bit of activity rolling through the beginning of April as storm systems continue to enter through the West. So the front half of this month could look much different from the back half of this month.
Well, and before we talk about the back half of this month, all of this precipitation, of course, we don't want to see the nasty severe weather out of this, but all of this precipitation is very beneficial for a lot of dry areas in the Midwest, isn't it, Eric?
It is. And, you know, we're still trying to make up for last fall's drought. So we want to go into any spring with a full profile of water in the soil. And so to see the potential for parts of the Ohio Valley, I mean, and that includes, you know, the Ohio Valley is a big valley, right? So we're talking about from Pennsylvania all the way to Iowa. That's all a part of that Ohio Valley area, and it includes part of the Mississippi too, that has a chance of 1 inch to 2 inches. I mean, there are some parts of Indiana and Illinois and Ohio that have a 90% chance of getting at least 2 inches out of the next 10 days. So that's great. Now I need it now. I don't want it late April. I want it now so that we can take advantage of it come, you know, the end of this month, beginning of May.
Well, thinking about taking advantage of it, let's talk about the back half of April here, Eric. Does it look like we could see some potential windows to get planting rolling across a wide area of the Midwest once we get this active pattern, hopefully out of the way? What's the latest you're seeing?
Yeah, it does look that way. I think as we get out there into, you know, April 8th through 14th, we get the last couple of larger systems coming through. And what seems to be happening is that the deep lows that keep entering the western United States now may be closer to like Hawaii, which means if all the activity gets shoved west, then we could open up longer stretches of drier air and warmer conditions. And so every long range model right now, well, I should say medium range model, like the GFS and the European, they have got that day 10 through 15 mild for all of North America. I mean, above average in terms of temperatures. And that's right when insurance dates, you know, go past those insurance dates. And we want to plant after, you know, mid-April. And of course, for a lot of the Midwest, that would be past our climatological last frost date. So this is a pretty positive signal right now that we're seeing. If that changes, you and I will have a whole different tone next Monday when we talk, of course. But right now, I'm feeling pretty optimistic about the way that the second half of this month is going to shape up. And I think we don't look back from there. I think as we go forward, we're going to see some pretty rapid and early attempts at getting this crop in. And by the way, you know, you talk about Easter weekend. On Saturday, I just drove from Champaign, Illinois to Springfield, Illinois. That's about, I don't know, 80 miles. And man, were there a lot of folks out taking advantage of the warmer weather. I followed three trucks in one trip hauling in hydras. So I know we're prepped and ready to go. So I expect a fast plant this year.
Yeah, I'm with you. I know just that general feeling across the Corn Belt. We are prepped. We're ready to go. People are itching to get out there and get that field work done. So hopefully it's hopefully this conducive setup will continue by the sound of it. Let's talk South America, Eric. We continue to watch that Safrina corn crop and the growth potential there. Any changes to weather in Brazil right now that you're watching?
Yeah, so a couple of things shifting around in the tropics. You know, El Nino's gone. We're talking neutral conditions now. Even though the ocean temperatures are going to look warm, the atmosphere is not behaving like an El Nino. So the MJO slid through null phase this weekend. And the important part about that is that will remove the mechanism which was delivering all of the heavier rains to the Safrina crop to finish March. So we wiped out a lot of big drought areas in Mato Grosso, Mato Grosso do Sul, and Goiás that were quite dry. And that's probably what I just listed off there. Maybe that's 50% of the Safrina acres. So now we see the models picking up on normal to drier than normal conditions for those same states. And the longer range forecast from now all the way through mid-May shows that that region could go over drier. It's only a problem if they get less than about 50% of their rain. And it's only a problem if the rains shut off by mid-April rather than late April. So what we're looking at here is just this potential. It's potential for there to be an issue in Brazil, and it's one that needs to be monitored carefully, because about the time we learn about what happened to that Safrina crop, we've got crop planted in North America and we're looking at acreage, and some of those things can compound to give us interesting market movement, you know, once we get into May.
Yeah, definitely things to keep an eye on there. Argentina, any big changes for Argentina growers you're watching?
Yeah, in fall, they're actually still getting some decent moisture. They were a little drier as of late, but there's still been storms, and the models are not as though they've taken away the risk of giving them some late season moisture. But Argentina's, just like their planting windows, their harvest windows are long. So it's one of those things where I don't see a major risk factor right now for Argentina.
All right. We do appreciate it. Once again, Eric Snodgrass, Nutrient Ag Solutions, Principal Atmospheric Scientist, joining us here on American Ag Today. You can stay up to date with the latest weather at ag-wx.com. We're out of time here on the show. Thanks for listening to American Ag Today. I'm Jesse Allen. Have a great rest of your day.